Costa Rica's classic match between Saprissa and Alajuelense always brings out the strongest of emotions among football crazed fans known as Ticos. Shaky economic conditions in the country have meant a reduction in the sale of World Cup packages. For many fans, their only chance of getting to Qatar is by participating in raffles like this.
Winning it would be a dream come true. Football fascinates me, and in such a spectacular location, but prices are steep, so we can only hope.
Travel agencies say only around 500 of Costa Rica's 5 million inhabitants will make the trip to Doha. Those who will be watching from home say they will still be cheering on their team.
I will watch all the games, whatever the hour, with friends and family. They will always be at my side supporting. We are all Ticos.
Qatar will be the Ticos' sixth participation in a World Cup overall, the third consecutive time in a row that they qualified. Not bad for such a small country.
Despite a rocky qualification campaign, fans hope the team will repeat its historic performance from 2014 in Brazil, where they reached the quarterfinals. The side earned the label of giant killers after finishing top of the group they shared with Italy, England and Uruguay. Former defender and national legend Michael Umaña scored the winning penalty that sent Costa Rica into the quarterfinals in Brazil. He says the current team has what it takes to get out of the group stage once again.
The truth is, we like being in a group like this one, to compete with the best. That's what you do in a World Cup, face the best. I feel optimistic. I know our national team shows its best when it faces the world's most powerful.
The next generation of players hoping for another strong showing in Qatar. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, San Jose, Costa Rica.